Welcome to the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. I'm Janelle Davis.
And I'm Wendy Gillespie. And Janelle and I, or Clique et Cluck, as we like to think of ourselves, are together again to talk about some new releases. What have you been listening to, Janelle?
I've got music from and related to the Byzantine chant tradition, Capella Romana's 2012 recording, Live in Greece, from Constantinople to California.
Good grief, what on earth does that mean?
Well, the International Festival of Sacred Music of Patmos invited the California-based ensemble, Capella Romana, to come and perform. So Capella Romana went to Greece and recorded this program of music relating to the Byzantine Rite, which, of course, has its roots in the ancient city of Constantinople. Do you have anything related to that?
Actually, yes, I do. It's a 2012 Okora release of the Bassiani Ensemble, and it's called Georgia, Sacred and Secular Polyphony.
What does Georgia have to do with Byzantium?
I was hoping you'd ask that question. On the eastern border of the Byzantine Empire, and already established in the 4th century, but still remaining a sovereign state today, is Georgia. Nothing whatever to do with peaches. Its name might come from St. George, one of their favorite saints, or it might have classical roots in words having to do with agriculture, but either way, there is still a Georgia, but of course there is no more Byzantium. Remind me what that's all about.
All right. Well, Byzantium started as an ancient Greek colony that linked the Black Sea to the Mediterranean. In 330 AD, the Christian Roman Emperor Constantine I chose Byzantium as the site of a new Roman capital and, of course, named it after himself, Constantinople. But the Roman Empire was huge, and eventually the western and eastern regions divided. By 1054, theological and political differences between Rome and Constantinople led to the schism between Western and Eastern Christianity. Over time, the Byzantine Empire disappeared almost completely, and in 1453, the Ottomans captured Constantinople, and that area is now known as Istanbul in Turkey.
Aha! Some of what was once Georgia is also now Turkey.
Yeah, that's true. But to continue with this mini history lesson, after the fall of Constantinople and its transition to Ottoman rule, many Byzantines moved to the island of Crete, which at the time was under Venetian rule. So as a result, this area became an interesting mix of cultures and musical styles. Let's listen to Capella Romana sing some music by a composer associated with Crete around this time. This is a two-voiced prologue by the Byzantine composer Manuel Gazes.
Well, that certainly sounds Greek to me, but not necessarily early. Even though it has that, and I admit I do not know all the right words, Byzantine feel with drones and sliding around with the voice, it sounds to my admittedly ignorant ear like a classic Mixolydian mode, which I don't think figured into the Byzantine ethos.
Yeah, well, you're right. It's not really very early. In fact, it's notated in a 15th century service anthology. And yes, you were hearing it sung in Greek.
In the rest of Europe, there are also books of chant in the 15th century. But of course, polyphony is well established in the larger churches and monasteries, too. Got any Cretan polyphony?
Well, I do, as luck would have it. I'll take us just a little bit later with this musical example. Here's an excerpt from a five-part motet from 16th century Crete. You'll note that this one is in Latin. It's a setting of Psalm 119, "In my trouble, I cried to the Lord, and he heard me."
Wow, that's really interesting. It sounds totally like 16th century Western European polyphony to me.
It really does, and it's quite a contrast, don't you think, to the piece we just heard by Gazes before. I think it's interesting just to know that this 16th century Latin motet we heard is by a fellow named Leon Taritis. He was born in Renaissance Crete to a Greek mother and an Italian father. And in contrast to Gazes, Leon Taritis fully immersed himself in the Western Latin church tradition and musical style. He even became an ordained Roman Catholic priest while on the island. He eventually went to Venice to study with Adrian Villert and later worked even under Orlando de la Sousse. So enough about that. What are your Georgians up to?
My Georgians remain resolutely non-European in the sound of what they sing, but more than one tradition is represented even in the sacred music. Listen to the opening of two settings of the same text. This is a church hymn dedicated to the Virgin Mary, and the two settings come from two different regions of Georgia.
Wow, I don't even know what to say about those two samples. They're so incredibly different.
Yeah, same people singing and all of that. And oh boy, fascinating, just from two different regions of Georgia. The first one reminds me of very, very early Western polyphony, even though it's not modal in the same way. And the vocal style is quite different from what we usually hear in organum. The other one is really different from it. Does one of these remind you of your Cretan music more than the other?
It is certainly more reminiscent of Gazes, isn't it, than Leon Taritis?
Yes, it certainly is to my ear.
You said that there is both sacred and secular music on your recording. Is the secular music different from what we have heard so far?
Oh, yes, it's different yet again. Some of it sounds like rump and stump and Russian dance music, and some of it sounds as if some Eastern singers have gone into the mountains, which is not unreasonable in that part of the world, and done the same thing they'd have done in Switzerland, yodeled. Listen to a bit of this traditional banqueting song. It's sung by seven men, and they try to outdo each other with spontaneous improvisations.
Hey, hey, hey.
That's shocking. I don't think I've ever heard anything quite like that.
Told you it was different.
Wow-wee. Well, that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, they don't teach singing like this at most music schools that I've gone to anyway. But it seems that the oral transmission of music is very important to these young singers. They grew up hearing this music, and they learned to sing it from their elders, and they also studied old recordings. I think they worked very hard at passing along their musical heritage in as untarnished a form as they can, just as an oral tradition.
Well, your guys are keeping alive tradition one way, and Cappella Romana takes another approach, certainly. You know, Byzantine chant has evolved over the centuries in an interesting way, especially in America in the early 20th century. Much of the music got simplified and reworked. But after World War II, many contemporary composers began to revive some of that older Byzantine tradition. And that's also on this CD by Cappella Romana. There's a track by Michael Adamis that has both of those influences, the ancient and the contemporary. If you want to hear just a little bit of that one.
Yes, I'd love to. Boy, the lines get blurry, don't they? Traditional music, early music, contemporary music, sacred music, revival of early music sort of thing. It's not simple. Sort of good news to me, I always think. Well, it's just all becoming music, isn't it? And that's fascinating. Your early stuff, some of it sounded to me like Ivan Moody, a contemporary composer who's composing in that style. And then your contemporary stuff sounded like early music. And all of mine sounded different from anything I've ever heard before. Fascinating. But in the end, I suppose it ends up that we're kind of neighbors with our music. That might be a good place to suggest to people that if they'd like further information about either of these recordings, they should visit our website, harmoniaearlymusic.org.
That's right. While you're there, you can browse our archive of podcasts and shows, take a look at our blog, and visit our online shop, from which a portion of your purchase benefits Harmonia. As always, we love to hear from you, our podcast listeners. Feel free to drop us a line in the comments section of our website or on our Facebook page or leave us a review on iTunes. This has been the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. I'm Janelle Davis.
And I'm Wendy Gillespie. Thanks for listening.